1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The BC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. President Biden returning from a high-stakes visit to Israel where he met with Israeli leaders to reaffirm U.S. aid to Israel in the war against Hamas, also ensuring humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza.
President Biden spent more than 8 hours on the ground in Israel. The president shared emotional moments with first responders and families. Biden invoking the Holocaust, saying it brought back painful memories.
The world watched then. It knew, and the world did nothing. We will not stand by and do nothing again.
But as Israel Defense Forces poise for a ground assault in Gaza, Biden's embrace of the Israelis came with a gentle warning. Learn from the mistakes America made after 9/11.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. President Biden said aid is likely to arrive in Gaza on Friday, with Egypt's president agreeing to open the Rafah crossing gate to allow up to 20 trucks to enter with supplies. This is ABC News. Emergency alerts activated on cell phones in Northern California with an earthquake warning.
It was not a very big earthquake, a 4.1, but it was big enough to shake nerves in southwest Sacramento County, where it hit all the way to the Bay Area, where BART trains were delayed while tracks were inspected. Cell phone warnings went off. Earthquakes are like ripples in water. If you're far enough away from the epicenter, there is time before the shaking gets to you. So alerts now go out on cell phones, warning Californians before the shaking reaches them. There was no major damage or injuries.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting in California. It might cost you more to Netflix and chill. ABC's Jason Nathanson explains.
Netflix bumping up the cost of its cheapest ad-free plan from $10 to $12 a month. And the most expensive plan is going from $20 to $23. Its lowest cost plan with ads will stay at $7. The news comes as the streaming service said it added almost 9 million new customers last quarter.
Las Vegas Aces, now back-to-back WNBA champs. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the day after happier happy hour, Dom. Little hair of the dog for you?
Oh, man, no, I feel great. Had a blast, had a very productive day today, and kicking ass on the radio, man. It's all good.
It's all good. If you miss the party, I recommend don't miss Devil's Advocates parties. They're a lot of fun, but you can still participate in the festivities. Got a little Facebook activity for the folks, Dom.
Yeah.
Captioning the CJ photo from last night. CJ was at the Jade Monkey. If I haven't mentioned it, CJ has been banned from the airwaves during the October pumpkin spice season. And he was standing at the back fence at the Jade Monkey. And we've got a few captions here.
Okay.
Here's one. Bud Light me now. Proud to be an angry American no matter what happens. Here's one. John says, when in Rome, blurt conspiracy theories. Josh says, he looks exactly like I pictured him. And then he put a poop emoji up. Melissa says, the loneliest man at the bar. PJ says, CJ clenches his teeth while muttering, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. Jeffrey James says, Big Gazi. Jim says, I know in my heart I'm funny. And Melissa says, keep this guy fenced in. A couple more here. They are kind of fun and clever. You know, he probably watches way too much Foxy News, but at least he also listens to the Devils. Not a caption, just an observation, according to Woody. And Kingston says, what about... Let me in, please. I need you. I need you. I can feel it. I sensed he needed us, Dom. Kingston also says, P.S. I pictured him by his voice and arcane debate style, 25 to 30 years older and rail thin. I love a good surprise. He was fashionably dressed in his American flag hat and sort of a corduroy blue tuxedo shirt.
I don't know. I did not take note.
Did you guys hug it out? Did you and CJ hug it out last night?
I saw you argue with me and CJ. You know, I bought a round and he bought a round. And, you know, CJ is one of those cats that's like bust your chops, like just because, even though he's entirely and 100% totally wrong. And let me give you an example. Like last night, we're hanging out and talking. He's like, hey, no, man, I saw you and you totally ignored me and walked by. I'm like, no, that's factually incorrect. As soon as I saw you, made eye contact, I said, hello, CJ. Like, the words that just came out of your mouth are not at all what reality was. You know, it's just, he's got that automatic just bust your chops kind of thing, even if it's not factual.
When I saw CJ, I ducked my head and walked the other way just a little bit. Threw up in my mouth.
Maybe
just
he was thinking about you then.
844. I'm not sure. I probably was gracious. Probably. Caption the photo. Have a little fun with us at the Devil's Advocates Radio Facebook page, and we'll let him back on next month. We'll, you know, at least for a day. He'll get like his 2 minutes, and we'll see how he does. 844-967-2789. Did I mention no speaker yet?
No speaker? No,
Jim Jordan.
No, another
defeated by a wider margin today. Lost votes.
He lost a vote. He had 200 Republicans vote for him yesterday, and today he had 199. I'm seeing reports that he's going to go to bat again tomorrow, a third round coming up tomorrow.
I would like to say Jim Jordan is the CJ of speaker wannabes. 844-967-2789. A very patient Barb from Wanakee. Welcome, Barb. What do you got for us?
Hi, Barb.
Hey. Hi. Hey, it's so weird that I was jumped in the car and I'm like, I got to call the guys and ask about tomorrow's Senate hearing. I need the details. I forgot. And then Nick was on and I'm like, awesome.
Here's what See, I very know. Fortuitous timing.
Yes, ma'am.
I know. But I've never gone up there and done anything like that. Where do you even think about parking? And
here's what I would recommend. Park in the Carroll Street ramp, which is actually right over by Civic Media. I park in the Carroll Street ramp each and every day.
I lived on Carroll Street.
Well, then you know where to park. I would enter on the southwestern side of the Capitol, is my tradition. And then probably take the elevator for four flights is a lot to hump. It's up in 411, I believe 411 South. So actually find the south side before you go up, because it's cumbersome to walk around on the fourth floor level trying to find places. So find the south side.